So this whole thing started for me back in 2008. I was a freelance web developer, and I was just, you know, basically working for anybody that would give me money. And I was also interested in marketing. I had been growing my own little network of blogs in the cycling industry and was trying to figure out how to get more people to read those. And so I was finding at the time it was a kind of unique set of skills that I knew the nuts and bolts of how to actually build a website, but I also understood marketing, but I knew I had a lot to learn. And so when Ramit Sethi posted on his site, iwillteachyoutobe.com, that he needed some help with some web development on his website, especially in the run-up to the launch of his book, I threw my hat in the ring and I started working with him. So this was about a year before the book actually came out. And so we just started working together, making updates to the website, helping him with his marketing. And basically, I was doing the nuts and bolts and learning from him. But at the same time, I didn't think much would come of this. He was, you know, a young kid and coming out with a book. He didn't have a big-time publicist. He wasn't spending a ton of money on ads. He wasn't going to be on the Today Show or any major media. So I thought, yeah, you know, he'll come out with the book and it'll do okay or whatever. And, you know, whatever. And maybe I'll learn a little something working with him. So as we approached the start to the launch, I was kind of excited and, you know, I had all my to-dos and I was helping him. And then I was helping him all through that first week of the launch. And I thought it was going pretty well, but it wasn't until later, you know, a week or two later, when the actual results for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller list came out, and that he had hit both of those. So he debuted his book on the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal bestseller list, that it finally hit me that he was doing something really interesting. And it sparked my curiosity. How could this guy that didn't have a major media presence, wasn't a well-known celebrity, didn't really have any of the normal things that you think go into a best-selling launch, how can a guy like this launch his book and have it immediately become a best-selling book? And so that started me on this quest to figure out, what does it take to launch a best-selling book? So I guess at this point, I should probably introduce myself. My name is Tim Grawl. I've been working with authors ever since 2008 to help them build their platforms and launch best-selling books. And I became obsessed with figuring out how this works. I really love systems. You know, I was trained as an engineer, and I love breaking things down into step-by-step things that I can do and that other people can do as well. So I wanted to figure out if this thing Ramit had pulled off with his book was like a fluke, maybe it was just an accident, or did he do something not only that he could repeat, but that other people could repeat? Because a lot of times when you look at what's going on in book launches, there's always something, you know, it seems like there's something going on that, you know, we just couldn't repeat. You know, they're already a celebrity, or they, you know, bought a bunch of their own books and ran those through and became a bestseller. You know, there's all these kind of behind the scenes things. So I started diving into this. I started working with different authors, and I started working with publishers on book launches, and I started diving into this and working with as many authors as I could, researching all the behind the scenes stuff on what was actually going on in some of these launches, and just basically becoming obsessed with figuring out how to launch best-selling books. So along the way, I started, like I said, working with a lot of different authors, and one of those authors was Dan Pink. And he hired me right before his book Drive came out. And so we started working together. I kind of helped him with a few of the things on the launch of Drive, and that became a New York Times best-selling book, but I had nothing to do with it. But I started helping him kind of building his platform. And for the next 3 years, we worked together getting him ready for the next book launch. And I kept making all these promises. I'm like, hey, Dan, if you do this, and if you do this, and if you do this, you're going to be ready to launch your next book. So, you know, about 6-8 months before his next book, To Sell as Human, was due to come out, he gave me a call and he told me, hey, you know, we're doing this launch and basically this is your launch. I'm not going to hire a big publicist. I'm not going to do any of the normal things. You said that if I turn my platform over to you, that we'd be able to launch a best-selling book. And so all of a sudden I got pretty nervous. Because all of this was riding on me and my promises that we could actually pull this off. So now I actually had to follow through on all these big promises I had made. And so I started going back through all my notes, thinking back through the authors I'd worked with, all the launches I had done research on, all the people I talked to behind the scenes. And I started digging through it and I was trying to find if there was any kind of repeatable things that any author could do to find success. So it can't be just a fluke. It can't be based just on, you know, a big personality or the fact that they're already a celebrity. How can somebody like Ramit continue to launch books and launch them and predictably know that they're going to have success, that they're going to be able to launch a best-selling book? And so I came back to Dan with a plan. It was a three-part plan and we walked through it. He gave the thumbs up. And for the next few months, I just worked as hard as I possibly could to pull that plan off. And so we went through, we did the launch, it went off great, and we debuted his book at number one on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post bestseller list. And so I was excited, but I was also nervous because I had other clients that I was working for. And now they wanted the same type of success. And so would even my system work over and over, or was it just a fluke for Dan Pink? So a couple months later, I was working with Chip and Dan Heath on their book Decisive, and I put the same kind of systems and practices into place for them. And lo and behold, their book debuted at number two on the New York Times bestseller list as well. In fact, a couple weeks later, I had five clients on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time. So I knew I'd hit on something. I knew I'd hit on this thing that we could do over and over, and it could work for different types of books, different types of genres. One of those clients that I had on the bestseller list was an independent fiction author, and it was something that I could see over and over and over working. And so as I put all this stuff together, and as I've continued to do that, I put a lot of stuff out on my website and my books in lots of different ways. But I wanted to start this podcast to just open up this conversation about, you know, what does it take to launch a best-selling book? And so that's what this show is going to be about. Right now, as I'm recording, I'm working with three different authors on the launch of their books that are going to come out in the next 6 months. And we're working together to ramp up to those. And I'm trying all new things, putting new practices in place, and figuring out the best ways as, you know, the industry continues to change and the, you know, internet continues to change and marketing continues to change. You know, do my ideas hold up over time, or did they just used to work? So we're testing out all that stuff. So what I want to do as I'm walking through these launches in real time is to share with you what I'm doing, what's working, what's not working, and really give you kind of the behind the scenes look on these launches. Along with that, I've started to talk to authors that have gone through my courses or read my books and had success, and learning from them, you know, because I can, you know, teach something, but that's only half the equation. So many people take my ideas and they take them and do amazing things I could never even think of to find success. And so I want to hear from them as well. And so I'm talking to authors and I'm getting their information and getting them to share their stories with me. And I'm going to share pieces of their stories in this podcast as well. I also want to be available to answer your questions. So as you are figuring out your own book launch stuff, I want to use this forum, this podcast, to answer your questions as well. So anytime, you can shoot me an email with your questions, or you can just find me on Twitter. All of those links to email me, to find me on Twitter, all that kind of stuff, all of that is at booklaunchshow.com. And that's where all the show notes are going to be as well. And so that's the format. I'm going to kind of keep this loose. I'm going to try to keep the episodes pretty short, around 15 to 20 minutes, share specific tactics and ideas on how you can launch your show, share stories from other people, and hopefully share some behind the scenes stuff in real time as I'm working with these authors on their launch, so that you can learn alongside me as I'm constantly trying new things and learning new things. So I hope that you subscribe to this podcast and continue to listen. And I hope it's a really big help for you and that this becomes something that helps your writing career and helps you find success in this crazy publishing industry and finally reach your dreams as a writer. So I highly recommend that you go to booklaunchshow.com. Sign up for my email list. That's where I'm sending out all my latest stuff, not just stuff that I'm doing on this podcast, but other content I'm putting out, other information, and sharing content that doesn't work for the podcast. So go to booklaunchshow.com, sign up for the email list, and then, of course, subscribe to the show. Whether you're using Stitcher or iTunes or any of the number of different ways that you can listen to podcasts, make sure you hit subscribe so you get every episode automatically delivered to you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into this episode one. And we're going to start diving into specific things in episode two. And so I will see you then.